Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
As expected, inflation rose again in February, this time by just 0.4%, which was about what most experts were expecting. Prices rising, of course, with some of the inflationary pressures, the bank ripple, as we've been covering over the last several days. The big question is, what is going on with the economy as a whole? How will this impact the Fed as it prepares to meet next week and decide if future interest rate hikes are in the offing? With all of that as a background, let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day?
Think again.
Well, there is a lot of information to sift through and digest, and to help us do that today, we turn to Patrick Horan. He's a research fellow with the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. He focuses on monetary policy and the Federal Reserve System. And Patrick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start on the inflation side. 0.4% increase in February, about what we expected, but what's behind those numbers?
Right, so 0.4%, that's month to month, and then that's for the year it is 6% year over year. And then for the core inflation, so that is you take out energy and food, which are volatile, you then have 0.5% month over month, and then 5.5 or 5.5 year over year. So those, again, those are roughly in line with expectations. The core is slightly higher than what was expected, which has some people a little bit gloomy. Now the Fed's goal is to get inflation for the year-over-year rate down to 2%. So right now we're at 6. The goal is to get back down to 2, so there's still a ways to go.
Yeah, definitely a ways to go there. And it's always interesting to see how these numbers get reported out. Some really focus on the just the month-to-month, some of the year-over-year. And it's amazing how you can make all the numbers sound so different. And I did want to get your take on one thing that I just have sort of chuckled at the last little while, and that's the super core index, which then, of course, takes out housing as well. Are we eventually trying to get to numbers that don't mean anything? Because if we take out energy and food and housing, what else do we take out? And so do those numbers, are they driving any real conversations?
You know, there's an argument to be had there. The argument is that, oh, we should look at this, we should strip out housing too, is that housing actually works with a bit of a lag because of the way it's calculated.
Right.
There's an argument that, oh, much of the core is lagging, so you don't want to focus too much on that. Having said that, though, you're right. I mean, people spend a lot on their homes, on food, and on energy. There's arguments for and against all these numbers. So again, the goal is to get the headline or the overall number down to 2, using actually a slightly different index, but very close to the CPI. That's back down to 2. So yeah, there are arguments to be had that inflation will start coming down more. So in my opinion, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates too low for too long a couple of years ago, back in 2021, and then the first half, at least, of 2022. They then realized, oh my gosh, inflation is really getting out of control. We need to do a lot. So they started raising interest rates dramatically last summer, last fall, and they're slowing down now to wait and see, okay, did we tighten enough or did we not? So there's an argument to be had that some of the tightening is going to kick in fairly soon, so those numbers will start to fall on their own. But it's still not 100% clear. So it sounds like next week the Fed is going to go ahead with raising their target rate another 25 basis points or 25 percentage points. And then they're going to kind of wait and see whether they need to keep raising or not after that.
Yeah. And do you think looking at that, because I know there were even some rumblings before the bank issue started to fall out late last week, there was even some speculation that they might go back to another 0.5%. Increase here rather than just the quarter point that they have been doing. Any insight or thoughts in terms of, one, how the collapse of the two banks may have impacted the Fed's thinking, or what else you might be watching for as we move towards next week?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So before all this news about Silicon Valley Bank, you're right, there was a lot of talk, oh, maybe we should raise 50 basis points instead. And you can actually go on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange website to see these probabilities change. So last week, it was very high. We're going to do 50 basis points. Now that's cratered down to 0. Mm. So now the probability is back to the 25 basis points instead.
Okay.
So right now, markets are pricing in about 70% stick with 25 basis points. And then there's some people who are even saying just pause and see where we're at. So there's some people who are thinking that. I think they're going to go with the 25 basis points.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. And then what else are you watching as we roll towards that and as we continue to march forward into the spring? Are there other indicators or things that you're keeping your eye on as it relates especially to that that inflation rate of getting that that back down?
Yeah, so there's a few indicators. There's certain kind of like market indicators of inflation that you're familiar with. Those are called TIPS spreads, and those are the difference between inflation index bond of a certain duration and the non-indexed bond. So it could be a five-year bond. The difference between inflation index and non-indexed. That's sort of like a market proxy for what inflation will look like over the next 5 to 10 years. Now, those can change all the time. Those are kind of like what the market is expecting inflation is going to look like into the future.
Okay. And as we kind of get to the back end of at least kind of the initial ripple of what took place with both the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, any other rumbles or ripples coming out of that that we should be watching as it relates to the economics and fiscal policy there?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of murkiness right now. I mean, I don't think we fully know the fallout from Silicon Valley Bank and some of the other banks that have had problems. It seems, though, that it is contained right now. It doesn't seem to be like a 2008 scenario where the whole financial system could be on fire in the near future. But as we've seen, though, there was a lot of talk of 50 basis points, and now they're saying, no, maybe just 25 for now, and then we'll see what happens next. The Federal Reserve is really in a bind, though, because it let inflation get so high over the in the first place.
Right.
Had it not done so, then there would be more room to say, okay, well, there might be some financial instability, or perhaps there might be more signs of recession, so we can cut. But now they're in a position where inflation is so high that they would be compromising the inflation part of their mandate, or at least they could be, if they were to pause or even cut. At least given the circumstances we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it definitely seems like the hesitation early on to either acknowledge it or say that it's not just transitory, but that it is. It seems like the slowness of that response is that we're definitely feeling the back end pain of that right now.
Right. So now the question is, okay, I think a lot of people acknowledge, okay, the Fed was too slow to raise rates and they eventually caught up. Are they going to make an error in the opposite direction? Are they going to keep raising rates too much? And then we're going to fall into recession. Mm. And it's this tricky art. How much do you tighten? You don't want to tighten too much, but you also don't want to tighten too little.
Yeah, it is. It's art and science there for sure. Patrick Horan is a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. And Patrick, we appreciate you helping us break down the numbers and get beyond the numbers in terms of what it means for all of us today. Appreciate you joining us.
Oh, very well. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right. Some great insight from Patrick Horan there from George Mason University. And again, the important numbers in terms of inflation, yes, it did tick up. The year over year is at 6%. And again, the target for that is 2%. So we're still a long ways from that. And so this is where the messaging gets really murky and muddy. And both sides of the political spectrum use this for their political gain. I'm sure the president will tout that things are getting better, that they continue to get better, and that we've had this long string of inflation going down, and yet we're still at 6%. The goal is still 2%, and that's the challenge for the administration, is to try to sell that to the American people who are still paying really high prices. Now, another number that will likely get tossed around is the price of eggs fell by almost 7%. That sounds really good. Yet the price of eggs is still up 55% from where it was a year ago. And so you have to get beyond just the headline numbers. You got to dig in. And that's what we try to do every day, is to make sure you understand what it's really doing to your wallet, what's happening around the kitchen table, what that ultimately is going to mean for our community, for our state, and for the country.
with Lloyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.